Welcome to the Green Energy Doors Open podcast. Now in its fifth year, Green Energy Doors Open is a province-wide year-round communications campaign and showcase of individual, community, and commercial sustainable energy projects. Its highlight this year are the 3 days in the fall, September 9, 10, and 11, where members of the public can attend more than 150 events across the province. I'm your host, Stephen Hobe, and with me in the studio today is Nicole Rees, Interim Executive Director of the Ontario Sustainable Energy Association, and Adi Dunkelman, Project Lead for Green Energy Doors Open. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Now, Nicole, let's begin with you. Tell me a little bit about the history of this event and its relationship to the Ontario Sustainable Energy Association.
Thank you, Stephen. The Ontario Sustainable Energy Association started this event in 2011 to showcase that sustainable energy is feasible, that we can build a sustainable energy system along the lines of the OSEA vision, which is building a sustainable energy system that's decentralized, integrated, and inclusive, and built on portfolios of sustainable technologies to power, heat, cool, and move Ontario. We started initially with 30 events across the province, and over the last fifth year, as you pointed out earlier, we've grown steadily, and we're really looking forward to seeing 150 events across Ontario, but also seeing other provinces join us as well.
Now, Adi, this is, as I understand it, a communications campaign that really culminates in the events taking place in September. How does the event series in the fall differ from the activities happening year-round?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, it is a year-round communication campaign. So that involves our public awareness, public energy education, energy literacy, to get people to understand what sustainable energy is, what it looks like, how people could get involved, what it is in their community. And that is through exciting articles or events, through our social media and our website and newsletter. And then in the fall, it all comes together with a sustainable energy showcase weekend, where it gives people the opportunity to actually go out and engage with sustainable energy, not just read about it, but talk with others and learn what is happening in their community and how they can get involved and how can they incorporate it in their lives.
In 2014, Green Energy Doors Open expanded into Alberta through a partnership with Decentralized Energy Canada. Now, Nicole, tell me about that relationship.
So the Ontario Sustainable Energy Association is a member-based organization, and Decentralized Energy Canada is one of our members. So they learned, of course, through our outreach and by being a member, about Green Energy Doors Open here in Ontario, and they like the idea. They have a lot of the same interests, and they approached us, and we discussed about having Green Energy Doors Open also take place in Alberta. So we started that, building out that relationship with them, and based out of that, we also started to develop partnership with local partners here across the province, but we are also talking to potential partners in BC and Quebec to hopefully bring Green Energy Doors Open to those provinces as well, as there's a need everywhere to learn more about sustainable energy and how sustainable energy can support our livelihoods by keeping the standard of living the same.
Now, Adi, there are several ways that people or organizations can get involved. They can volunteer, become a partner organization, host, or even a sponsor. Maybe expand on this for me in case people are interested in being more involved.
Yes, so Green Energy Doors Open could not even happen without our hosts. Our event hosts are organizations, businesses, individuals, homeowners that have a sustainable energy project or initiative that they would like to showcase, show the public what they're doing beyond their website and interact with their clients and with the community and their customers. And we have our partner organizations that are like-minded organizations that help to not only promote Green Energy Doors Open to their network, but also to help organize events in local areas. As Nicole mentioned, we have local partner organizations that help really get into the communities because it is a province-wide event, so that they help in that way. And our sponsors help to fund the campaign and connect us with other organizations and hosts to expand and help it make a very successful event.
Wonderful. Now, Nicole, you've been running the event since its inception 5 years ago. Now, tell me a little bit about some of the highlights for you over the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's a very exciting question, actually, because there has been so much that has happened over the last, in the last 4 years, and every year has been special. And I would say some of the most exciting things that have our hosts have done, that we've done, are, for instance, in 2011, the first year we did this, OSEA actually hosted its own big event as well in front of Queen's Park, and we had David Miller come. So for me, that was a great highlight to have was he still mayor then? I can't even recall now, but he was still the mayor of Toronto at the time. And it was really great to have him there because he was also leading Toronto on such a great sustainable path. But when I think about what our hosts have done, there are so many, and I just want to name a few to give you a little bit of also an idea of the breadth of the initiatives and the events that are taking place. For instance, a few years ago, the Biomass North Development Center coordinated a bus tour to different biomass facilities where the people that joined could learn about biomass in Northern Ontario. We had wind turbine climbs here in Toronto, but also out close to Kingston, where Ernestown Wind Park did a wind turbine climb and raised funds for a local scholarship fund as well. We had bike tours, walking tours, and those are really exciting because it gets other organizations from that have a larger mission, but not necessarily maybe their own project, but they can highlight other projects. Greenpeace did that, and Green 13 has done tours like that, and they visit different sites in a certain area and get their attendees to discuss different forms and different technologies and also different forms of ownership of these technologies, which I find very exciting. But we also had community barbecues, and last year we launched the campaign actually by inaugurating a solar project on First Nation owned solar project in Oneida. By the Six Nations, and that was very exciting for me personally to be there and meet the community, who is also a member of OSEA, by the way.
So my final question, Addy, is for you. So what can people expect? What can the public expect this year when we visit the different sites across the province?
Yeah, so this year is very exciting. We have 150 events all across the province, and there's all different ways to experience and engage with sustainable energy. We, of course, have a lot of facility tours where people can go and see, for example, wind turbines, solar panels, and really get up close and personal with that kind of technology. But there's also ways to think about energy that people may not think of every day, like for example, farmers markets or breweries that use clean energy, or we have a solar-powered, bicycle-powered concert. So just different ways to think about energy and really have fun with it, ultimately.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Nicole and Addy, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you would like to learn more about Green Energy Doors Open, its events, or how to become a host, partner, or sponsor, you can check out greenenergydoorsopen.ca. Thanks for listening.